IGA. Chicken drumsticks, 88 cents a pound. 10 cans of IGA vegetables, $5. Grab two 10-pound bags of U.S. number one russet potatoes for $4. Bone-in pork butt shoulder roast, $1.69 a pound. 4 6 packs of Coca-Cola products for $10. And pick up two 24 packs of IGA natural spring water for $7. So hurry to the Pigeon IGA in Pigeon and stock up for fall with the help of Pigeon IGA during the Pigeon Harvest Celebration.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network, home of the strong side. Listen to a high school sports show dedicated to football in the Thumb of Michigan every Sunday night throughout the entire season at 7 p.m. with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, and from the Huron Daily Tribune, Paul P. Adams. Well, the Lakers of Elkton, Pigeon, and Bayport enter tonight's contest at 3-2 overall, 1-1 in divisional play. That puts them tied for second in the GTC West with Cass City, just a game back from Vassar and USA. The Green Machine is coached by Adam Grybauskas, working his way through his sixth season as head coach for Lakers. Over the span of those 6 years and 54 games, Grybauskas-led teams have gone 31-23, a .574 batting average. One thing that is evident each year at the helm, the Lakers have improved their record and program.
Absolutely. Let's start with 2012. They finished 4-5. In 2013, they improved to 7-3, and last year, 11-1, and GTW champions.
Last year's season marked the first time since 2002 that the Lakers brought home some postseason hardware, clinching a district title in Division 7. They're led by strong senior core, who now is nothing but a distant memory for this season. Under center in 2015 is sophomore standout quarterback Brent Wisner.
Standout indeed. Last week against Vassar at 12 carries, 74 yards, and a touchdown. He was also 12 of 27 through the air with two touchdowns and another 170 yards. He's a guy that truly does it all. He runs well. He sees the field well. He is a leader for this Lakers team.
Wisner's not the only weapon for this Lakers squad. With nearly identical stats week in and week out, is a junior running back that some have nicknamed him, I didn't come up with this, the Slippery Squirrel. He's fast, he's small, and he can slip out of tackles on demand. His name, Hunter Seeley.
Hunter Seeley last week, 12 carries, 75 yards, and a touchdown of his own. He also reeled in both passes that came his way for 63 yards. They are the offensive leaders for this Lakers team.
One of the players making a difference last week for the Lakers was wide receiver Trent Cunningham. Donning the number 4 jersey, he went 4-for-6 in receiving last week for 63 yards and 2 receiving touchdowns.
And get this, Clark, he actually led the team last week in tackles with 7, and he also picked off a Vassar pass. So this adds some depth to this team, and also if they can throw the ball with any success, even in the win they have tonight, it'll just create that much more space for the running game moving forward.
And mind you, Keegan Valentine was pretty much out of the picture last week. Sounds like he's going to be back in the mix of things tonight.
Yeah, well, we're not sure how healthy he's going to be, but you know, even at 80%, he's better than most. So he is a tackling machine when he's on the field.
Entering tonight, the Lakers have dropped 2 of their last 3, but we will see if they can knock off first place USA on the road. There's much more to come with kickoff only 18 minutes away. Lakers at USA tonight on the WLEW Sports Network.
Hi, Todd Bowers here from Moore Motors in Carroll, your early bird lease return headquarters of the Thumb. Now, if you're in a Ford lease, you can come out up to 6 months early if you lease or buy a new Ford or Lincoln. For details, come see me, Todd Bowers, at Moore Motors, or call me at 989-673-4171. That's 989-673-4171. 989-673-4171. See you soon.
Moore Motors, celebrating 50 years of business in Michigan.
Hi, this is Pete Salins, financial consultant at Northstar Financial Services, located at Northstar Bank. Regardless of the state of your current financial picture, it's always a good idea to review your investment plan and understand how it relates to your financial goals. It's important to be aware of the options you may have and how they could help your financial well-being. Having the support and knowledge of a financial consultant may improve your chances of having a more secure future for you and your loved ones. I'll guide you through the process and help taking the right steps to best align you with reaching your financial goals. You may even discover new opportunities, better understand the ones you have, and how you can improve them to fit your specific needs.
Contact Pete Salins at Northstar Financial Services, located at Northstar Bank. Securities offered through Investments Professionals Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Do you remember last winter and your incredibly costly heating bill? This winter is predicted to be the same or even worse. Hi, this is Matt Reaver. Block your high energy bill and score with a water furnace geothermal heat pump from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your own backyard to save up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water. Right now, save even more with a 30% renewable energy tax credit. See how much you can save by switching to geothermal. Visit waterfurnace.com/switch to try your free savings calculator. B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe, supporting local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
Listening to the WLEW Sports Network, week number 6 of the regular season in MHSAA play. The Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers on the road at the USA Patriots in a blustery Friday night in Othama, Michigan. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, and Kayla O'Neill with your call tonight. And the hottest team in talk of the entire conference has been the USA Patriots. Last year, the red, white, and blue went 1-8. Which required a goal line stand to secure their only victory over Reese 8-6. This year, it's a bit of a different story. First-year head coach Tyler Langs has his team rolling through the first 5 weeks of the season, and they have put together a 4-1 record. The only loss comes back in week number 1, when they lost to now 5-0 Sandusky with a score of 22-28.
Yeah, looking back at that goal line stand they made against Reese last year reminds you of how they lost to Sandusky. Sandusky actually made a goal line stop of their own, a 3-yard line, to prevent USA from taking the lead as time expired. But they're doing it, Clark, with good defense. They play good team defense. They run the ball very well with multiple different running backs, and they do not turn the ball over, and all those things spell a lot of victories.
Last time we were able to see the Patriots in the flesh came in the second week of the season as they were to secure a road victory and their first victory of the season, 28-26 over the LV Bearcats. In that ballgame, USA was able to squeeze out a victory by utilizing their well-armed backfield.
They were. Signed 6'1", 175-pound senior against Ubley, had 17 carries, 109 yards. He ran like a man possessed. They could not bring him down. He scored 2 times. Against Bad Axe, he went crazy, 248 yards with 3 touchdowns of his own. And, oh, don't be surprised if you see Colton Siebert have a good game and Ezra Arnold as well, 2 more seniors that run the ball very well.
Of course, the one under center is junior quarterback Tanner Foley. He may be a little bit of an undersized than typical quarterback, standing at just 5'8", but that gives him the ability to scramble and run the ball undetected behind his offensive line.
Yeah, like you said, 5'8", about 160 pounds. This is his second year starting at quarterback. Against Ubley, he had 18 carries for 75 yards and 2 touchdowns. He threw for a 55-yard touchdown pass against Bad Axe just to prove that he can do a little bit of everything, but he definitely likes to hand the ball off to those running backs and then keep it for himself when you least expect it.
Starting this week, USA is getting into the teeth of its schedule. With tonight's game, for the next 3 weeks, the Patriots face off with the top 3 teams in the GTC West. Home versus Lakers, home versus Vassar next week, and then on the road at Cass City.
Oh, that's more like the Lion's Den, Clark. That is a brutal schedule. But this week is obviously 1 week at a time. This one's the most important one. 1 week at a time, they get this win. It puts them in fantastic shape to make the playoffs, and then the rest of the season isn't as stressful. But 1 week at a time, got to get by. arrival in Lakers here tonight.
It's time for a short break in the WLEW Sports Network. When we return, we'll take a direct comparison look between the USA Patriots and the Lakers of Elkton, Pigeon, Bayport. Kickoff only 13 minutes away on your home for high school football, the WLEW Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Lynn Ragantine, an American.